Angela Blackmore's murderers have been sentenced to life in prison. Blackmore was murdered, was bludgeoned and stabbed to death in her home in 1995. David Hawken and Rebecca Wright Meldrum were both found guilty of her murder last year. They have just today both received a minimum non-parole period of 10 years at their sentencing. Now, Angela's former partner, Laurie Anderson, read a victim impact statement today and is with us. Hey, Laurie.
Hello there.
Is this the sentence you wanted?
No, I wanted more, but worth listening to the judge and understanding about the law on the day and stuff. It makes sense why it was 10 years, but not what I wanted, but I have to accept what it is.
How do the rest of Angela's family feel about it?
The same way. Very, very relieved, of course, that they got found guilty, but 10 years for the slaughter of Angela seems to be a very short time.
Yeah. I hate using this word, Laurie, but does seeing them being chucked in jail and kept there for ages give you some sense of closure?
Yes, at least there's something they are now paying for the murder of Angela. Otherwise, they were just walking around scot-free with no sympathy to Angela, no guilt. And even now, they're not showing guilt. They're still saying they're innocent, but they said because of their childhood, well, they had a bad childhood, and some psychiatrists said their brains don't develop till 25. They're looking for excuses to have this reduced time instead of having more added on. It seemed like they were giant-sized babies then, they're giant-sized babies now.
Laurie, since they were found guilty last year, have you started to feel any better about the situation?
Oh, like I said, to me, this is the journey. Relieved and celebrated that they were found guilty. We managed to get them to be accountable for their actions. Mm. Nothing is going to bring Angela back again, but them getting away scot-free doesn't bring her back either.
Yeah, Laurie, thank you very much and best of luck with the situation. Laurie Anderson, Angela Blackmore's former partner.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.